ESPN West Palm High School Game Day presented by HSS Florida, live from the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. Colin Russo with you, closing out and continuing on with our Kaiser's Coach's Corner, welcoming in the head coach of John Carroll, who had a good win yesterday. They were lucky. They had a Wednesday game for John Carroll. Coach Mickey Grudy joins us now. Coach, tell us a little bit about the game. How'd the team look? What was the temperature check coming in? How was the offseason? Give us a rundown. What's going on?
Yeah, it was great. Probably the first varsity game I've coached on a Wednesday night, to be honest. So that was a little unique in itself. But it was, you know, your typical kickoff classic, I felt like. You know, when you play this your same opponent yourselves over and over again for 2 to 3 weeks leading up to these, you know, it's always tough. The defense isn't full go. You're trying to keep guys healthy, keep them off the quarterback and whatnot. So it was nice to be able to go ahead and get the guys to go full speed in all three phases. You know, and I thought, you know, we came out a little rusty on offense, made some adjustments as the game went on. Lakes did a couple different things that, you know, gave us some issues. You know, they're a well-coached team, and I was happy our guys were able to go ahead and make some changes throughout the game. And, you know, and then we kind of got that offense going. I think we ended up putting 6 scores in the end zone, which always helps you out, especially in the first kickoff classic game.
Yeah, Coach Mickey Grudy of John Carroll, 41-12 was the final score over Palm Beach Lakes. Coach, what was the sort of expectation going into the game? What did you want to learn? I mean, obviously, it was a kickoff classic. You want to get the guys warm, live game action, like you said. But what was the most important thing you wanted to learn from your guys heading into it?
I think we had a couple question marks on the defensive side of the ball. You know, with Kimberly Lubin taking over as our D coordinator this year, we lost our entire linebacking room from last year.
Wow.
We lost 4 guys to graduation. We had 2 transfers come in. We had 2 returning guys, and they were kind of battling it out. So we were able to rotate those guys through, rotate some guys in the defensive line as well, just hopefully answering up some question marks we had going into the end of our own fall camp, you know, leading us into Newman next week, who will be a nice test. Obviously, Coach Jack and those guys will be ready to go. I think they've been pretty successful tonight. Last I saw, they were up big on Boynton. So just to kind of get some questions answered, you know, leading into Newman next week on Thursday night, which will obviously be a real test to see where we're at.
Yeah, and Coach, yeah, Cardinal Newman had big win tonight over Boynton. You'll have them next week. But building off of last year, tell me about the offseason a little bit before we get into the game itself on Wednesday against Palm Beach Lakes. What was the expectation? What was the message throughout the offseason? You had a great year last year. What were you sort of expecting from these guys heading into the offseason, and what did you see that you were pleased with?
You know, one thing I've learned, you know, in having some success at John Carroll in certain years, you know, we made a Final Four a couple years back. And, you know, one thing, you know, complacency, it kind of festers a little bit when you have so much success, you know. And some things I've learned as a head coach is you want to continue to try to make guys uncomfortable in the sense that, you know, hey, we went, you know, 10-0 in the regular season last year, and that was great. You know, guys, you guys deserved it. You worked your tails off. You know, but leading into our off-season workouts, which we started up in the second week of January, you know, our message to them was, hey, that was all great. You guys earned it. You deserved it. But we're flipping the page here. Now it's back to square one. You know, we started spring football, and we were across the board, and we've got some pretty good players in certain spots, but we made it clear that nobody had a starting spot, no returner, you know, no running back or anything like that. You know, we started guys off from scratch because we wanted to see guys compete. We wanted to see guys be uncomfortable, you know, just because of that complacency factor, you know, that happens sometimes with success. So I was really happy with our guys, how they competed amongst one another. We did a lot of stuff in the summertime as well, trying to compete as much as possible, you know, amongst ourselves, you know, along with the usual 7-on-7 O-line, D-line camps. But really just trying to make our guys, you know, uncomfortable in the sense to where we didn't let complacency set in. Just because we went 10-0 last year and the schedule is going to be a little bit similar than it was, you know, last year, things change, teams change. We really just wanted to do a good job of making sure our guys were ready to go.
Yeah, complacency, I guess, is a risky, slippery slope. Like you said, I was surprised by this. I guess it's the right perception because all of a sudden, all it takes is 1 or 2 games. And then all of a sudden, you're on a losing streak and this and that and the other. So going into that, you were kind of hammering in the fact that, hey, don't be complacent. And that's number one. Number two is nobody here is promised anything. And I guess when you try to manufacture that type of grittiness, adversity, guys can expect walking into the season that we're going to be great. We were very good last year. We're going to be very good again. And so going into the through the offseason, did you find success this time around in kind of manufacturing that adversity, trying to recapture not only the magic, but also a little bit of that grittiness that made you guys very good last year?
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, my assistant head coach, Joe Molina, he's kind of in charge in our weight room and our offseason program. And, you know, him and I discussed it leading into the offseason and whatnot. And, you know, that's kind of why we did what we did, certain things in the offseason, trying to do some different things in the weight room as well to, you know, get us where we need to be physically and mentally. But he did a really good job getting these guys motivated and staying hungry. You know, like you said, the complacency side of it. Okay, we did 10 in the last year. We could probably just roll into it and do it again. You know, we can't have that mindset in any way. And I think Coach Joe did a great job this offseason getting our guys ready for that.
And building off of that, especially in the Florida heat, you don't necessarily want to overdo it either. I think there's a level in which teams can overdo it in the offseason. You want to push them as far as they can go, but you want to make sure the guys are healthy, raring to go, kind of itching to get on the field once the season starts. How do you sort of do that give-and-take relationship, especially in these conditions, the Florida heat, either top of the morning or out there last at night? How did you sort of manage that, and how did you make sure that these guys are not only itching to get out there, but also you guys are going to be healthy?
Yeah, you know, we're a little unique, you know, obviously being a smaller school. We're technically a 1A football school, but we play up in 4A. But we have a lot of athletes that play other sports. We have a lot of guys that do lacrosse, baseball, track and field, and stuff like that. So actually our offseason, especially to beat the heat, we start at 5:45 in the morning.
Wow.
even throughout the school year. So we'll get guys in the weight room Monday through Thursday starting in January. We'll go 5:45. And get them into class. Class starts at about 7:45, so they're done. You know, and I was a little nervous doing it that early at first, but our guys actually love it. They love, you know, getting up early. They love being awake for class, and then they're able to go ahead and do their second sport or whatever it is, you know, in the afternoon, so there's no conflicts or guys missing weights and missing training. So we kind of transitioned to that 2 years ago, had some success with it, and, you know, we do the same thing in the summer. You know, we get guys in again early, 5:45, 6 a.m. We have them out by 8:30. I'm a big component, too. You know, it's summertime. I want kids to be kids so that if they have a summer job or they want to hang out with their friends or whatever it may be, come in, they get their lift in, they do what they need to do, and then they're out by 8:45 at 9 o'clock. And, you know, it also beats the heat because, as we all know, living down here, this heat ain't no joke.
Yeah, and I guess that's interesting. The one thing about getting up early, I think it's all about momentum. Once you start it, it really sucks. But once you kind of get into a rhythm and a routine, it starts to become that, you know, I have to. It's a creature of habit moment, I feel like.
You're 100% right. And, you know, I think, you know, I've even heard some of our teachers say, you know, when we do those off-season workouts compared to when guys are just rolling in, you know, regular school in the morning, they're much more, they're up, they're attentive. You know, we've seen a kind of an increase in production, you know, from our guys doing those early morning lifts.
Wow, Coach, so you're a big fan amongst all the teachers, a big fan of how the football team does their lifts early in the morning, huh?
That's the goal. I mean, what those teachers do in the classroom walls, it's going to take these kids a lot further than anything me or my staff's doing. So I got to help them out the best we can.
And, Coach, to get into the Palm Beach Lakes game on Wednesday, which was a couple days ago, 41-12 final score in the kickoff classic. What were some of the strengths you saw that you think are going to be big components of this year's team that you're looking forward to building upon?
I really got to commend our offensive line. They just do a phenomenal job. Coach Joe Molina's in charge of them. You know, they really do an awesome job. We've got, you know, two tackles that are highly recruited guys, and Sean Tatum and Charlie Pisani. And then, you know, we got a couple guys in the middle. We have Nico Fasano, who's a senior, and then Cam Bowen. You know, a little undersized, but they are tough, they are physical, and they move people around, you know. And then we're kind of rotating a couple guys to the other guard spot right now. You know, we have Manny Perez, and we have Tommy Smith, who are kind of rotating that position. But it's just a unit that they just all – I always joke with our offensive line because they set up their own water at practice. They set up their own stuff in the shade. You know, even playing football my entire life, I know offensive line guys – they stick together, kind of what they do. And this group, I think it really shows when they play on Friday nights, just because the whole unit plays at one. Doesn't matter if we're rotating a guy in a certain spot. All the guys can play all five positions. So it's a really big strength of our team. You know, a lot of leaders in that group as well. And to no one's surprise, we had some success running the football the other night.
And I guess the one thing that's underrated, especially people say at the NFL level and maybe even college a little bit, but, you know, everybody loves talking about the quarterback-receiver tandem and that type of chemistry, but I think the real chemistry of the team relies in that offensive line, whether they're playing in different positions, but there's a real chemistry that goes into the success of a football team amongst the five up front and making sure that they're on the same page and they understand what's good and bad about the person next to them, right?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. You know, I always talk about quarterback play and how the quarterback has to know what all other 10 guys are doing, you know, be able to read my mind, you know, what I want him to do with the football. But the offensive line kind of has to do that amongst themselves. You know, you have certain checks and calls and whatnot, but sometimes those checks can't happen if we're trying to tempo and move the ball quick. You know, they've got to be able to be so familiar with one another and what they're doing and how they do it and their prep. That group just does such a great job. They're, you know, all of our games last year, I don't think we had any games where I don't think we struggled to run the ball. And I think it showed, and we have the whole group coming back. So that's going to be a big part of what we're doing this year.
Coach, you mentioned you had leaders up front as well. Tell me a little bit about how you approached leadership into the offseason, into the start of this season. Do you have guys who you sort of select and say, hey, I anticipate you to be a big-time leader? Do you sort of leave it open season? Who's going to take the reins as those next leaders? Or do you have an idea of this guy has big leadership qualities? You just kind of have to put it together and light the fire under him. How did you kind of go at it this season thus far?
You know, with leaders, I always like to see, you know, I'm not a big fan of leaders who are yelling a lot or, you know, hoorah guys, you know, and I think actions speak louder than words. And, you know, we have two highly recruited tackles, like I said, Sean and Charlie. You know, they're two leaders on this team. One, obviously, you know, everyone's going to notice them just based off of their size. But, you know, I think it shows a lot when you're, you know, probably our two highest recruited guys right now, they didn't miss one off-season workout. You know, they're there grinding, you know, and a lot of times, especially in society now, you see sometimes, you know, we talked about complacency earlier a lot. Sometimes you see guys get highly recruited, you know, and their heads get a little bit big and stuff like that. But I think it goes miles when, you know, you have your team, you have your two highest recruited players, and they're not missing any workouts. You know, they're there every day. They're working as hard as they can. And I think guys feed off their energy, you know, and I can kind of say the same thing about our quarterback, Jackson Summerall. He came in as a transfer to us, you know, and he was itching to get the guys together on his own time to start throwing the football. And, you know, I think that speaks volumes to where I don't have to, as the coach, say, hey, maybe you should get the guys together or maybe you should do this. You know, after our blue-white scrimmage, we had an inter-squad scrimmage in the first week of the kickoff or the first week of camp. He had the entire team over for a barbecue, and that's not me asking. That's not me doing anything. That's just him doing it. So I think we've got some great leaders, you know, guys that do stuff on their own, which I think speaks volumes because, you know, myself, my staff, we can talk and we can tell our guys to go ahead and do certain things. But any great team I've been a part of, it's been led by players and not by coaches. And I think if you have great leaders doing what they're supposed to be doing, everyone else will kind of follow suit.
Coach Mickey Grudy of John Carroll Catholic High School football joining us now on ESPN West Palm High School game day. Coach, into that game the other day, are there any questions you have about this team that you're still looking to be answered that's going to take a couple weeks for it to really catch its footing there? Tell me a little bit about some of the questions you had about the team that have been answered or you still have heading into the regular season.
I think there's some things we just kind of need to, you know, buckle down on, just simple things, route running in particular. You know, we had some issues with our receivers a little bit, you know, blocking on screens, kind of making sure we're running routes at certain depths, you know, where I'm coaching up the quarterbacks to say, hey, he's going to run a 10-yard in here, and then, you know, we're running the 10-yard in and guys are sitting it down instead of kind of continuing the route. So just some things, you know, offensively we need to clean up. Defensively in the secondary, I think we had a little bit confusion with some of our coverages, so we kind of – and that was kind of the blessing of playing on Wednesday this week. We were able to use yesterday and today as recovery days and correction days, which, you know, especially with a short week next week with Cardinal Newman coming to our place on Thursday, you know, we're not going to get that extra day. So, you know, don't be shocked if you see John Carroll playing kickoff classics more on Wednesday
in the
future.
Yeah, I think more teams are going to start taking that and start – maybe we're going to see it on Mondays here pretty soon.
Yeah, some Monday Night Football. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, it's something I learned, you know, I saw an interview or something with the Florida Panthers when it was in between their Stanley Cup games. They didn't practice, you know, they just solely focused on recovery. And, you know, that's something we've invested a lot into our training room. We have our full-time trainer on staff, you know, in the recovery thing. So, you know, I'm really glad we played Wednesday. We're able to kind of rest and, you know, start prep for Newman on Thursday because we're going to need as much prep as we can get for those guys.
Yeah, Cardinal Newman coming into town next Thursday. Coach, I mean, you had the couple days off, and then what does this week look like in terms of what days of practice? When are you guys getting back out there on the field? And what are you looking forward to in terms of going against Newman next week?
Those guys are highly ranked as they should. Coach Jack does a really good job. You know, they've got a lot of players in good spots, you know, so it's going to be good for test for us. You know, I think we're up to the challenge. I'm excited for our guys to have the opportunity. You know, we talked about it the other day, talking about the Lakes game. We had some miscues, you know, and in games like the one we're going to see on Thursday night, we can't have those certain, you know, mental errors that we had against Lakes. Because if you give Cardinal Newman too many opportunities or too many freebies where we're making penalties or turnovers or whatever it may be, you know, that's going to be a tough game to go ahead and win. So that was stuff we went ahead and took care of the rest of this week, you know, having the extra 2 days, you know, and we'll get our guys, you know, back in on Monday. We'll meet as coaches on Sunday and get the game plan in order and be ready to go by Thursday.
Coach, looking forward to seeing it. Looking forward to seeing the rest of your guys as you guys kick off the regular season next week. Congratulations on a successful kickoff classic and a successful offseason. Looking forward to talking again soon, all right? Take care.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
You got it. That's Coach Mickey Grudy of John Carroll Catholic Football, who won against Palm Beach Lakes on Wednesday in their kickoff classic 41-12. Colin Russo with our Kaiser's Coach's Corner on ESPN West Palm High School Game Day, presented by HSS Florida.